Welcome to the Closet Mastery Course, creating a magical space where children love to learn. You are listening to Lesson 7, The Power of Mental Scripts. Your presenter is Marianne Johnson.
In this lesson, we're going to just touch on the importance of our self-talk in connection with the learning environment of our home. I cannot teach you everything you need to know and understand on how to make changes in your mental scripts, but I will share a few principles I have learned because I realize that many of you have a difficult time utilizing the 5 rules of engagement because of your mental scripts. You can find these same principles I am sharing in many books said in many different ways. I am no expert on the subject, but I am sharing what I have come to know is true through experience and practice. In your workbook, you will find a list of authors and books on this subject that will assist you in further study. The principles I am going to share with you here came from Leslie Householder and her book, Portal to Genius. Let me give you a few quotes from some of the most highly respected writers on the subject of our thoughts, in order to illustrate the potent power our own thoughts have in molding our lives. Like attracts like. Whatever the conscious mind thinks and believes, the subconscious identically creates. Bryan Adams. Because you create your reality with your thoughts, you have to master the ability to think only about those things which you want to manifest into your life. Do not let your mind wander to the negative or to what you don't want, since that will cause the attraction of those things towards you. Wallace Wattles. We all possess more power and greater possibilities than we realize, and visualizing is one of the greatest of these powers. It brings other possibilities to our observation. Genevieve Berend. Keep your mind on the things you want and off the things you don't want. Remember the old proverb, be very careful what you set your heart on, for you will surely achieve it. Napoleon Hill. Direct your thoughts, control your emotions, and ordain your destiny. Napoleon Hill. You are where you are and what you are because of your established habits, thoughts, and deeds. Napoleon Hill. Act is the blossom of thought, and joy and suffering are its fruits. James Allen, from the book As a Man Thinketh. James Allen is the granddaddy of the idea that our thoughts are a powerful force for either good or bad in our personal lives. His book is on the suggested reading list in your workbook. It is a small book, and although written in slightly old-fashioned language, has powerful ideas on harnessing our thoughts. If thoughts are so powerful, then we need to learn to gain some control over them in order to move ourselves closer to what we want and stop getting more of what we don't want. I have mentioned before in this series of lessons that what we focus on, we get more of. Most of us spend a lot of time focusing on the very things we don't want. We think constantly about our inadequacies, our mistakes, the mistakes and inadequacy of others, including our children. Here are some steps to gain better control over your thoughts and hence your mental scripts. 1. Decide what do you want and then write it down in detail. Spend time deciding exactly what you want and why. Set aside all the reasons it may seem impossible and all the reasons you think it may fail while you allow yourself to imagine a wonderful new picture for your life. For example, I want to enjoy having school with my children every day because, or I want to have inspiring things in my closet because, or I want to be the feeling in my home to be. Expect your results to come just as you want them. Therefore, be careful to be completely specific in your description. The more specific the desire, the more amazed you will be when it comes, and as a result, you will know that its realization was no coincidence. Be continually grateful to the Master for all you receive. I'll share a funny and sad story about this principle of being specific. A woman had learned some principles of how to get what she wanted and decided to put some of them into action. She decided that she wanted to put $13,000 in the bank by a certain date. So she took a piece of paper and wrote down that she wanted to put $13,000 in the bank by that date. She set the note aside and time passed. One day she was making a deposit for her elderly father. She noticed that the check was in the amount of $13,000. Then she realized that this was the date she had set, the date when she would deposit that amount of money in the bank. What she had forgotten to be clear about was that she wanted to deposit that amount of money on that date into her account. I know this seems far-fetched, and some of you just won't be able to readily accept it. However, it has been my experience that this is truly how powerful our thoughts are. We need to be very clear about what we want in our lives, not only when it comes to our financial aspirations, but how we want our relationships to be and feel, what our family atmosphere is like, our educational focus, and so forth. Your thoughts matter, and you can choose your thoughts. You can learn to control them. Passionate thoughts that emanate from your mind like radio waves cause unseen things to happen on your behalf, for either good or bad. Don't dwell on failure. When a negative script runs through your mind, say to yourself, "Thank you for sharing, but," and then replace it with what you really want to be true. For example, "You are such a bad mom. Thank you for sharing, but I am a good mother who is learning every day." Feel the victory now and know that these constructive thoughts are your little soldiers sent out to fight your battles ahead of you. They are preparing the way. No matter what your circumstances are, you can choose your thoughts. Always choose your own thoughts. Then your eyes will be open to new solutions and opportunities that would otherwise be hidden from your view. Work at being in control of your thoughts. If a negative thought comes into your mind, just mentally say, "Thank you for sharing, but," and then replace it with what you want. 3. There is always a way. There is no obstacle so great that there is not also a way prepared for you to succeed. There is always a way. If you can see it in your mind, and if it does not violate anyone else's agency, then it is possible. Do not give up until you find the way. You have all you need to get started. Like an acorn in the ground, you need to act on your immediate surroundings. In time, you will obtain all that you need to accomplish your grand design. Start your structured time or using the closet despite any fears or misgivings you have. Start now with what you have in materials, energy, and desire, no matter how little it is. When you begin, resources and thoughts flow to you. The key is to begin and not wait. Goal first, way second. Don't select the goal based on a way you already have in mind. Select the goal based on the desires of your heart. The way will come after the goal is properly set, after you have composed and internalized your statement. Visualize the outcome. The right circumstances, people, and needs will be provided to you. Simply emanate the desires of your heart and move your feet. Others who can help you along the way will come to you, and they in turn will be helped by you to accomplish their goals. Just before sleep is a perfect time to read your goal or vision statement. When you have a choice, choose to believe. It does no harm to believe. If you are wrong, cross that bridge when you come to it. In the meantime, believe. Choose to believe. It is a choice. Believe that you can come to love playing with your children. Believe that you can be consistent. Believe that you can be present and that your children will love to learn. Believe. Doubt not, fear not. It just simply isn't good for you. Doubt and fear are emotions that can put you in harmony with the very thing you fear. Choose to dismiss fearful and doubtful thoughts because they are mental images of circumstances that may never happen. Why would you ever want to waste mental energy attracting something you don't want? Sacrifice for wisdom. Eagerly make the necessary sacrifice because it will be worth the price. An investment in knowledge will pay great dividends. What sacrifices might be required? Reading, taking classes, being accountable to someone else, less TV, less email and Facebook, practicing what we want, going to bed early and getting up early. We get what we ask for out of life. Have the courage to ask. You have nothing to lose by asking. If you hear no, then you are no worse off than before. If you hear yes, then celebrate and learn to expect yes more frequently. Be patient. Allow your objective to happen at the right time. Just as a baby in the womb needs time to develop, so does your new idea or behavior need time to develop. Be patient and allow it to grow at nature's pace. If you must wait longer than expected, your anticipation will only increase. Remember, not my timetable, but the Master's timetable. Know exactly what fear is and don't let it stop you. When you feel fear or anxiety related to achieving your goal, know it's simply your subconscious mind wrestling with two contradictory truths, such as, I don't like playing with my children, and I really enjoy being with my children. Fear is evidence that you have successfully turned over the new idea to your subconscious mind through emotion. And if you persist in spite of fear, you will overcome old programming. And lastly, this takes real work, and most of us shy away from real mental thinking work. Sometimes it is easier to accept the status quo, even though it feels bad, because we don't want to do the work to change. We don't admit that we don't want to do the work. We just blame our circumstances, our family of origin, our financial situation, the size of our home or family, or say that we're too busy. To really make change, we have to accept responsibility for our circumstances. Wisdom and changing are options, and we have to choose them and then make the sacrifices required to obtain them. Many of you will have trouble accepting some of these statements because they conflict with your current scripts. I don't know if God wants me to be happy. The good always struggle. My family has always been this way and nobody has ever been able to change. If you need to, search for scriptural references that confirm these principles. You will find them regardless of your specific religion or canon or spiritual leanings. You will find them in the Bible, the Torah, the Quran, and other books on changing mental scripts. I used the Bible today because that is my scriptural canon, and here are just a few examples that fit the principles I have just shared with you. We need to ask for what we want. Ask me in faith, nothing wavering. Ask in prayer, believing that you shall receive. Ask, and it shall be given you. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Ask in sincerity of heart. Thoughts have power. The thoughts of the righteous are right. Thy thoughts shall be established. When you have a choice, choose to believe. Believe, and you shall receive. If ye are lukewarm, I will spew thee out of my mouth. A double-minded man is unstable. As thou hast believed, so be it done. Believe ye that I am able to do this? Help thou mine unbelief. Know exactly what fear is, and then don't let it stop you. Be not afraid, only believing. Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Be patient. He that believes shall not make haste. You can find this list in Appendix 2 in your workbook. In your workbook, in Lesson 7, you will find a link for the Stickman video. This video clearly shows the power and importance of our thoughts and why changing old scripts are so important. This video is free. Let's review what we have learned about the power of mental scripts. You have to decide what you want and then write it down. Your thoughts matter, and you can choose your thoughts. There is a way, and you have all you need to get started. Goal first, way second. Visualize the outcome. When you have a choice, choose to believe. Doubt not, fear not. Sacrifice for wisdom. We get out of life what we ask. Be patient. Understand fear. Do the work it takes to change. If you can't accept a principle, check out your mental script about it. Does it serve you or hurt you? Before moving on to Lesson 8, complete the thinking exercises and the to-do list from the workbook for this lesson.